Hi everyone, Lobster here. I thought I'd have a rant about the latest version. There's been some improvements. 7.3.2, I think it is, of EasyOS, and there are some improvements. For example, I've just, hopefully this will work all right. I've just installed Audacity. It's the usual thing. I always talk about Audacity. I've installed Audacity. It seems to be recording quite low, but I'll normalize it and it should be okay. I hope so anyway. So that's a lot more straightforward. Normally it was quite a palaver to do, but I use this with the I think it's Devuan. It uses Devuan as its core of packages that have been compiled and can be used by EasyOS instead of using. They've got three other package managers as well, but they're increasingly, they use all kinds of extras that you don't need, and one of the things is, this really comes from Puppy, is you want the absolute minimum if you're going to add a new package. So I was able to do I hope this is a test. I was able to do that, and it's much easier to do, because everything is alphabetical. It wasn't before, it was all over the place. So that's good news. The other strange thing is using. I'm gonna add some other things later on. The other good news is that you can with anything that you do on the computer now. Somebody is trying to. When I say somebody, it's normally the tech people who have decided, oh, you've got to have security, you've got to have passwords, you've got to use Windows or Apple, and you've got to use the latest hardware. And one of the things that you will see on Mastodon, the number of people who are going back to older systems, they're not moving forward, you know, getting the latest hardware. They're using their old computers, their old Raspberry Pis, or their old CPUs, their old app. Really, some of them are using some really old stuff, quite incredible. So these become special projects for them. They learn an awful lot. I'm not interested in learning stuff. I want stuff just to work, because it's a question of time. How much time can you dedicate to this sort of thing when you've got other things in life to deal with, and to try and make work? It's unbelievable the amount of nonsense that has been put into our infrastructure to make it difficult to do very basic things. And by very basic things, I'm talking about, for example, trying to pay a bill through the internet. You know, it's, you have to download an app, you have to give all your details away. It's none of your bill. What if you're paying a bill? All you need, if somebody wants to pay a bill for you, good luck to them. You know, absolute nonsense that is going on. See, it's me getting exasperated. I'm still doing a rant cast. I'm still ranting and venting, but people do, and hopefully, it'll be of some use to people to know that. For example, I wanted to get into New Buddhist. I think it's newbuddhist.org or newbuddhist.com. It was somehow, my feeling was the Google was trying to interfere with this process, and I couldn't get in. It just kept telling me it was a bad gateway and I was being blocked. I eventually posted something. I posted it in the wrong place because, you know, finally I just get fed up. And I sort of think, well, I'll just post this, even though it's in an inappropriate place. Hopefully it'll get to the person who needs to look at it. In this case, it's a guy called Link, for Lincoln. And He's the what do you call it? The manager of the website, and hopefully he'll get it. But I mean, it drives you up the wall. You're just trying to do basic things, like to just trying to contact people, get onto a website or what have you, and some bunch of no mal. I've ranted enough, haven't I? I think I'll stop there. All right, bye now.